Thursday, and it's playoff football on Sunday at Lambeau Field. We talked with the coach, Mike McCarthy. Morning, coach.
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Hey, listen, I've got to start here. I know I'm a little late on this, but got to say it. Congratulations. Another division title, 8 straight seasons in the playoffs. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to hit your first target. You got to win that division championship and get that home game in the playoffs. So that's one level of success we've been able to achieve, and now we have to build off of that.
I know you also put a premium to you. 10 wins seems to be a magic number. Why in particular? Why is that the benchmark?
Well, to me, 10 wins is when you really start talking about playoff football, and I think history supports that. And that's just always been the focus in the early season because, like anything, the fan interest and outside of the locker room, everybody wants to know about where you are and so forth. And that's just something I've always told our players, just focus on the game this week. And until you get to 10 wins, you shouldn't even be thinking about that. So, in our path this year was we obviously needed to get to 10 wins, and, especially at 4-6, that was as high as we could go. And it puts in position to win the division.
When you look back, and you've said this, nobody thought this team was going to be able to do this. You took a lot of grief in the media, people writing things about you, saying things about you. Did you just tune all of that out, or were you actually able to use as a chip on your shoulder and motivate a bit?
The fact is, people say, can you tune it out? I don't think that's realistic in today's world because it's not really about what they say about me. It's really what they're saying about our program, and that's where you have to really stay in touch with your locker room, because it's all about the culture, it's all about the players, it's all about the flow of a season and continue to grow to improve to improve. So when you have negativity or opinions or that are coming at you, you have to you have to be aware of them and keep going. So, no one likes to hear bad things said about them, but at the end of the day, this is about the football team. It's about doing everything in their best interest to put them in a position to win, and that's something that I just never waver from.
One of the things, obviously, that there are a lot of factors that have gone into the winning streak. Aaron Rodgers played well all year, but just at an absolute ridiculous level down this stretch. What was different? Obviously, Jared Cook has emerged, but what were the things that brought Aaron, you think, to that next level during that stretch?
I think it's like anything in this game. Whether it's fantasy football or there's so much today that's driven on the individual and the statistics. You forget about what a great team game this is. To me, this is the ultimate team sport. That's just my opinion. And by all means, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. He's his play speaks for itself. But it's still 11-on-11, and the importance of players in this league, and it's something that I talk to my team about a lot. Is there's no such thing as bad players in the National Football League. You don't get to play in this league if you're not a good player. So everybody in this league is a good player. And then you have good players that have great performances, and then to me you have great players, and the difference is great players make players around them better, and that's what you see with Aaron, and it's really a product of our whole offense improving and really giving him the opportunity to play at this level. So I think it gets unnoticed, and so much credit goes to the quarterback when you have success. Rightfully so. And then it's, on the other part of it, what the hell were they saying, 10 weeks ago? So, go figure. And that's just the nature of this business. But, yes, he's playing great football. But the offense has really improved as a whole.
I want to say a word about that. The offensive line, I know it's been mentioned, but your offensive line right now, I think, is playing as well as any unit in the league.
Oh, no doubt. It's the best group I've had, bar none. It's we've been going off since the line last couple of years here, but this is, knock on wood. We got a lot more football to play here. But this group, just the camaraderie, the continuity, and most important, the performance level out of this offensive line is the best in my 11 years.
Well, before time runs out, we should talk about the Giants a little bit. The Packers beat the Giants 23-16 on October 9th. Both these teams, though, very different. In fact, the Giants and the Packers could be considered the two hottest NFC teams going into the playoffs. What do you see about them that makes them different from back then?
Well, I mean, they're built right. I mean, they got excellent defense. They're focused on the line of scrimmage as far as their starting point, so they're playing physical on both sides of the ball, and they get an excellent return game. So, I mean, that's an excellent formula to win. And they've stayed the course. You know, they committed to a brand of football, and they're much better at it today than they were, you know, 6-8 weeks ago. And that's what you have to do in this league. You got to play your best football going into December and bring that into the playoffs.
Finally, it won't be ice bowl cold, but it's going to be pretty cold on Sunday. Kickoff temp about 9, wind chill about 5 below. I know you've said in the past the wind is the thing you worry about. With these two teams both certainly know the way around cold weather, do you expect that not to be much of a factor?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, the reality is we both got playing it. You know, we both understand that. So, you got two quarterbacks that have a lot of experience. So, I don't think that'll be as big a factor as it might be with other quarterbacks.
Well, in any event, stay warm out there. Good luck, Coach.
All right, Jerry. Thank you. Take care.